Welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast channel, where we unlock next in technology with untold stories from the tech world. Today, we are recording from Jitex Nigeria, the debut edition that's taking place in Lagos.
Our next guest is Kolapo Arugundade, who's the store manager at iStore. And he's someone who's really passionate about delivering exceptional experiences for his customers. So let's talk to him and find out all about his experiences. Welcome, Kolapo.
Hi, Janice. Happy to be here. Very happy to be.
Very unique name, I must say.
Yeah, it is.
And being here for the last few days, I'm coming across a lot of beautiful, unique names.
I can understand that from, you know, our names can be very, very interesting.
Yeah. So tell us about iStore.
Okay, so iStore in Nigeria is the home of Apple. Now, I'm sure in Senegal, Glen, you hear people talk about the Apple Store. You go there, you see the Genius Bar. Now, we've taken the same system that Apple has done, and we've created that experience for Nigeria. And that's where you get the iStore experience.
So what is, I'm sure, like, one of your USPs is good service level, right? So how do you deliver that, and what do you hear from customers as compared to the other channels that they can buy their products from?
Fantastic. So that's a very good question. If you look at Apple's ethos, it's about relationship. Now, we've grown to a system where people just buy and go, and we want to connect with the customers. Apple has taken it a different level to make sure that, okay, because it's something you want, your repeat customers will have to build in very strong relationships. Now, in the iStore, we've taken that same model. We ensure that people get excellent customer service, and it doesn't just stop at the till. You can get free technical support. And I'll give you a simple story of an experience that endears customers to us. Imagine we buy a phone, the next thing he has a problem, he don't know where to go. Now, in Nigeria, there are different kind of concepts of people that mom and pop shops, on Instagram store that people buy stuff, and they have issues, they have nowhere to go. Now, iStore gives good service, continuous support. We offer free technical support of any product or taste from the iStore. If you buy a phone today, you're not worried about, oh, where do I go? What do I do? All you need to do is just walk into the store, talk to somebody, the director of Telecap, Dex, and you're good to go.
So what are some of the value adds that you offer your customers?
Fantastic. Now, one of the problems we encounter in this country is affordability. Due to the exchange rates and the prices keep going up, people end up struggling with buying fantastic Apple devices. Now, we have identified that problem, and we've inculcated that into our food chain. Meaning, if you want to buy a phone today, first and foremost, you're getting a genuine product because it comes with 2 years warranty, a lot of peace of mind. Then the fact that you can trade in your device, that is something that's also unique to the iStore. You can come with an old device, be it an Apple device, be it an Android device, whatever, will give you residual value. And you can also, it will help you purchase your device. Then also you will have device financing, meaning instead of paying loan sum, which is a big problem in Nigeria, we have device financing partners where you could pay monthly and get this device that you want. So to do a quick summary of what we offer: fantastic service, authentic and genuine products, affordable solutions, and continual support of the lifetime of the products. So it's just the full ballpark to make you enjoy your device.
So you mentioned peace of mind for customers. And I think we should also talk about the challenge that's there about the gray market situation, right? And so how does this impact customers? And how do you and your partners, along with us with Redington, how do you make sure that the customers are aware of what is like a genuine product?
Okay, so I'll just dive into the gray market a bit. The only advantage the gray market has is somewhat of a cheaper price. Now, when I say somewhat of a cheaper price, you end up buying a device supposedly cheap, right? But you don't know what is coming. For example, in the last couple of weeks, there's been a trend building on social media of a customer that went to a gray market store,
okay,
bought a device, went to London, and went to try to do a trading. When he tried to do the trading, he found out it was a stolen device.
Oh my God.
And they had almost called the cops on him and said he was stolen. And I told him, no, I bought it from an authorized. And he said, no, it's not an authorized store. If you are so stuff like that would, you can see the embarrassment for the customer. Imagine you're going on vacation, walking to the store, and people are trying to look at you like a tea. It can be very embarrassing. However, getting stuff from the iStore, you know, probably buy it cheaper. It might be slightly more expensive, but you're getting peace of mind, right? You are sure of what you are buying. You can walk into any store anywhere in the world, put your device on the table, and you can say, yes, this came from the iStore. Now, we'll talk about what Bellington, our distributor, will do for us. A couple of years ago, round about, because I have been in the Apple ecosystem for the past over a decade, nobody knew where to buy an Apple device. Because you were there, but nobody knew.
Then, and you could, there was a demand for the product.
There was a demand, because there's always a demand for high quality, high Apple phones, but nobody knew. Now, what Redis has brought to the table is, right now, I live like 15 kilometers, around about 16 miles from work. I can categorically say every mile, there's a billboard, there's a advertisement showing that this is where to buy genuine devices. This is what to look out for.
The Redington sticker as well.
Sticker. This is what you expect to see. This is where you expect to get it. Now, that has given very, very good exposure to the brand. That has helped us. You know, people are coming in and saying, oh, I've seen this poster. I've seen this billboard. Do you have Redis sticker? I say, yes, definitely you can get that here. So the bad has brought that to the table. And Redis has helped us to give a new lease of life to where to get devices for.
Right.
And that has been very, very helpful.
So if I'm a customer, right, and if I have to look out for a genuine Apple device, what are the things that I look out for? How do I know? Apart from, like, Redington stickers there, and the official iStore, official Apple reseller is your iStore, right? So besides these two, is anything else that we have to keep in mind as customers?
So I think if you have the Redington sticker in place, the next thing is where to buy, which is iStore, right? Now, I think that's all you really need, because Redis gives us the products, gives us good advertisements. Then, coupled with the iStore, it's like two parts of a pod, right? Now, having two parts of the pod, the VAD, Redis is giving us good service, good visibility, and iStore is offering excellent service. Now, excellent service in terms of good technical support, fantastic staff, people that know their own news, people that have been trained to give excellent service. You also now couple that with good, good repair options, because if there's a problem, iStore is a one-stop shop, because you don't need to go out of the iStore to fix. You also have service centers in the store. So it's the best experience you can get on Apple product.
So your after-sales services are with a lot of value add.
Yes. And it's there, right there in the store, because the service centers are also part. We try not to let service leave the store. So the customers, we don't tell them to go somewhere else. Just, you know, drop it, we'll sort it out or replace it there and then in the store.
And I cannot miss talking about the new Apple launch.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of excitement are you seeing in the market?
Oh, shush. Oh, we are super excited. You know, when it comes to MPI, new launches, new devices, we are always all giddy in the Apple world. Though we can't say anything because we don't know anything, right? But we are excited.
That's what keeps it exciting, isn't
it? Yeah. You know, the blind eye, the blindfold, the event's going to happen on the night.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a big popcorn, and good thing here is going to be in the evening, so we'll sit down as a team, watch it. But I'm super, super excited. Yeah. Super excited.
So how soon will the new launch be at iStore?
The launches happen in different waves. We are hoping we'll be probably the second week. We hope for the best.
Amazing. Thank you, Kolafo.
Thanks.
Is there anything else that you would like to communicate to the market here?
So the major thing I want to communicate is, as I said earlier, as we started the conversation, iStore is the home of Apple. If you really want to get peace of mind is the only thing I'm preaching. Peace of mind, affordability, to enjoy your Apple devices. Well, iStore is the place.
Thank you so much, Kolapo. All the best to you. And hope to have you back on TechnoGram soon.
Oh, I hope you're coming back to Nigeria very soon.
I hope so too.
Thank you.
Thank you.